I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg has ruled that Georgia can use their existing voting machines one last time in this fall's election. She wrote in her ruling that it would be too disruptive to switch to paper ballots that quickly, but she barred the state from using them after this year, calling them, quote, unsecure, unreliable, and grossly outdated. State officials have already made provisions to buy new voting equipment that will include touch screens and a printed paper ballot with a QR code, at a cost of roughly $107 million. Judge Totenberg also ordered the state to create a backup plan that would provide voters with hand-marked paper ballots in case the new voting system isn't fully in place in time for Georgia's March 24th presidential primary. Governor Brian Kemp is taking steps to combat the growing number of cyber attacks on state agencies. As part of a new executive order, nearly all state employees will need to undergo cybersecurity training at least twice a year. Kemp spoke to WSB about the decision.
It is frustrating, but you also have to be realistic. It's going to happen. It happens everywhere. We might as well own it and be as prepared as we can.
The directive comes after three state agencies were recently hit by ransomware attacks. The administrative offices of the courts, the Georgia State Patrol, and the Georgia Emergency Management Agency. Well, the city of South Fulton is suing Fulton County for control over several county-owned properties, including art centers, libraries, an amphitheater, and a shooting range. According to the AJC, South Fulton Mayor Bill Edwards announced the lawsuit yesterday. Edwards argues that his city has a right to the properties because they fall under the legal definition of parks, which new cities should retain under state law. Dozens of people gathered at Liberty Plaza behind the state capitol building yesterday to honor victims of gun violence. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Haley Gray, Karina Morgan.
The names of more than 1,500 people who died in Georgia last year due to gun violence were read one by one as faith leaders and elected officials gathered for a vigil. Georgia Representative Lucy McBath, whose son was shot and killed in 2012, says it's their ethical duty to remember those who have passed.
We must honor those that we have lost. And yes, we'll continue to honor those that we will lose, because there will be more. But we're going to tell their stories, because the stories matter.
McBath is one of many lawmakers calling for more restrictions on guns, including stricter background checks following recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, where 32 people were killed. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Students and faculty at Clayton County's Elite Scholars Academy are mourning the death of a classmate. Source within the school district says the 16-year-old girl was doing conditioning drills for basketball in Tuesday's heat. The GBI is investigating. Elite Scholars Academy is a part of the Georgia High School Association, which has practice policies for heat and humidity. And in sports, the Braves and the Mets play Game 3 of their series tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch is at 7:20 p.m. The Braves won last night's contest 6-4. Atlanta has a 6-game lead over the Washington Nationals for first place in the NL East. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.